You are now listening to the People's Choice Podcast.
All right, let's get it. What's the deal? It's the People's Choice Podcast. I am your host, TG, the host, Mr. Wash. The People's Choice, more entertainment. KMG, shout out Casper, Mario Moro Jr. Management, all inquiries go through him. Host extraordinaire, DJ, comedian, father, husband, brother, son. Welcome back. I'm glad to be back. Shout out to everybody who listened to the first episode of season two. Shout out to everybody who caught up to season one through season one. Shout out to everybody who this is your first time listening to your boy. Welcome to the party. Welcome to Club Wash. I appreciate you being here. Coming to kick it with your boy. Let's get to it, man. I'm on a limited time window right now because my baby is asleep. And I'm looking at the baby monitor. And I'm looking at my mic levels at the same time. So we're going to get through this together collectively as a family, as a unit. So again, Happy New Year. You can say that all through January. You can tell people Happy New Year until January is over, especially with how socially distanced we've been. So I know it's a lot of niggas that you ain't talked to or seen and told Happy New Year. So you have up through January 31st to tell people Happy New Year. So that being said, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. You know, all of that jazz, all of that good stuff. Happy birthday to everybody who celebrated birthdays this month. Already have, still celebrating, plan on continuing to celebrate. You know, just shout out. I don't even know what the zodiac, what the sign is right now or when the next one starts, but happy birthday to y'all. And I mean that from the deepest depths of my podcast heart. Shout out to everybody who was waiting on me to come back. Let's get to it. Immediately after I recorded the last episode, two days later, all that shit happened at the White House. So I just want to applaud everybody who thought that they was about to just go Debo the White House. I want to give a shout out to y'all who thought that y'all was about to just really go in there and blitz the White House. Like, actually, y'all did blitz the White House. Y'all did blitz the White House. But the what I've been laughing at over the last few days is how all of them, because none of them are listening to this, all of them went back home and expected to live a regular life as if nothing happened. The fact that they went home and thought that they would be able to tell this story as like some legendary myth. Nah, fam, you going to jail. I think the funniest one is my man who got that special diet and they won't feed him his special dietary needs and desires. And I told my cousins in our group chat, I feel like people who have particular dietary restrictions or live a life where things have to be a certain kind of way at a certain time, I just feel like you shouldn't be trying to dive into these spontaneous extracurricular activities like that. I think when you on that kind of diet, you got to live a very scheduled and routine life. It's when all of them hit the group and was like, yo, we about to rush the White House, you know, meet us here at this time. You supposed to be the guy that's like, you know what, y'all, that sound hype, but I got to sit this one out, fam, because I just, how long are we going to be out there? When is it going to start? Are we going to start on time? Who are we going to be waiting on? Because at this time, I got to eat, but I can only eat this kind of food. And what's the nearest, like, organic vegan restaurant to Capitol Hill before we run up in there? And am I going to be, like, front line, second tier, third tier? When am I going? I need to know. That's got to be you. That's like, you got to be the one person in the group that got asthma. Like, you know, if we about to, you know, run up on some niggas, I got to wait till y'all catch them, and then I'll meet y'all at the fight. Like, I can't be chasing niggas because it's a lost cause. I'm going to be the weak link. So now man's is in jail, you know, and you hungry. Bubble guts is hitting different. The jail food is looking a lot better now because you ain't ate in days. You hungry. You mad. But, you know, that was irresponsible on your behalf. You were supposed to sit this one out. You were supposed to wait till they did something closer to your crib. You know, something that had an agenda. Something that was very strict, on time. Y'all, you can only do events that's, you know, properly planned. Something that got a planner, an organizer, so that when the time comes, you know, I'm in and out. I'm back in my crib with my dietary needs and my medicine. I'm good. He probably lying. No, he probably don't have an organic diet. It's hard for me to believe that anybody who participated in that riot has a strict organic diet. It's hard to believe. And I'm gonna say this. I think what was most frustrating about this, and I think a lot of, you know, y'all can relate. The most frustrating part is that they did not shoot them motherfuckers out of y'all. Like, all I could think about was shoot. What movie is that? Shoot his ass. Just what? Why are we looking at them? What are y'all? Why? They was climbing the wall, bro. Shoot these niggas. What are y'all doing? That was the only part. Like, I honestly don't care that the White House got rushed, because we gave y'all chance after chance to get Trump out of there. We gave y'all time, ample opportunity to remove him from that office. And for whatever reason, time after time, you know, the majority of people kept coming to a conclusion that he was still cool. He was good. Like, it won't happen again. And now, y'all, you know, his life is at stake. And I personally, honestly, genuinely, truly do not feel bad about what happened. My only gripe is that nobody shot them niggas, dog. They didn't shoot them. It's the only thing I'm upset about. Somebody got shot, but not enough people got shot. And that's all I'm gonna say on that, because we all know what would have happened had it been, you know, not that particular group of people. But yeah, no, that's all that happened. I don't really care anymore. We got a few more days before President-elect Joseph Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. Shout out to y'all. Congratulations again. We appreciate all the early effort and what is to come. Hopefully, ideally, prayerfully. Yeah, a few more days, man. They got cuz out of here. Y'all got my mans about here. Y'all finally impeached Doggy Bone. First president in the United States history to get impeached twice. That's gotta speak to the nature of our country, though. However, we can't blame Trump for this. We can, but we can't completely blame. I blame a lot of y'all, a lot of people. I blame a lot of people. We so embarrassing. This country is embarrassing, bro. Like, what y'all think the group chats from all the other world leaders was hitting on when all this was happening? They already don't like Trump and his administration. They was like, we was getting clowned, bro. I wish I could be like an accidental added number to the world leaders group chat and see how they was roasting us. I just know they was frying Trump. He's on the phone crying, having manic attacks with people. Just why are we still worried about the votes, fam? You are out of here. And like, just let this go, bro. This country, we got to do a better job of teaching people how to lose. That's what I think we should work on as a unit. I think as a country, as a people, we got to do a better job on teaching people how to lose. We got too many sore losers walking around. Too many sore losers. There's no way we should have elected a sore loser into the highest office of this country. Possibly the world. That don't make no sense. I know that y'all watched The Apprentice. I know y'all did. To some degree, y'all have seen. I had to watch that in marketing in high school. We watched The Apprentice. We watched the show. I don't know how y'all let that man, but you know, that's a story for 10 years down the road. You know, it is what it is. I heard that he don't get his Secret Service, though. Like, after being impeached, you don't get Secret Service no more. I think that's going to be the biggest thing. That's the biggest factor in what's going to happen in the coming years in this country to that man. And, I'm going to say that without saying too much. But I think not having Secret Service, this is going to be an interesting story to unfold. And better news, the Alabama Crimson Tide won a national championship again, football, college. Nick Saban is, I don't think how you could say he's not the greatest college football coach. Alabama is obviously the greatest college football program within the last 15 years, but 6 titles for Alabama, 7 for Saban, because he grabbed one in 03 with LSU. But, you know, they just recruit the best of the best every single year. Like, it'd be 5-star players, 4-star players that don't play. Like, they'd be 2 and 3 on the depth chart, which is insane. But I'm not going to bore y'all with the sports. Just, you know, Bama is up. Tom Brady is still in the playoffs at 43 years old. I hope that part of this podcast ages well. Whenever y'all listen to this, I do hope that ages well. Because the Bucks have been very inconsistent, and they cannot beat the Saints for whatever reason. So, we're going to pray for the best. The vaccine is out. The vaccine is here, and I'm gonna say this respectfully. Know your body. know your body, know your health, know your body's physical triggers internally and externally. You know, study your family history, medical family history, learn and know and sit with all of those things. And then do research, talk to people, talk to educated people, talk to people in the medical field, talk to scientists, talk to chemists, talk to people who look at this stuff day in and day out long before COVID. Talk to people who are on the front lines dealing with the effects of having it and not having it, the effects of COVID and different ages and races and, you know, shapes and sizes of people going through this. Talk to those people. Don't be memeologists. Don't be memeologists when it comes to this vaccine, man. Make an educated and informed decision for yourself and for your family. Think about who you are around on a day-to-day basis. Are you close to vulnerable people? Are you around people who are physically vulnerable to this COVID-19, as well as maybe vaccinations? People who are lupus and asthma, you know, heart complications and diseases and all those things, man. Think about where you work, where you drive, where you shop, the demographic of your community, and make a decision based on that, man. Don't get on the internet and just please y'all be responsible about this one way or another and be able to stand on your decision. But also don't be too prideful to double back, you know, on things that you said or not said or thought or even talked about in close quarters. Don't be too prideful to double back on that and say, you know what, I did feel this way at one point, but I did some more research and I think I've started to change my mind and feel differently about things in the process. It's a tough time to be a closed-minded individual. And as a person who has been closed-minded about different things in my life, this is the absolute worst time to be closed-minded about anything. I don't think we're at a state as a society where we can afford to be so conservative, man, so extremely conservative. This is as good of a time as any to really open up to embrace and accept change for the better, hopefully. But just please, man, make an informed decision, make an educated and strong and firm decision for yourself, your home, your family, those who you are around, and keep that in mind, man. The vaccine is about a lot more than going back outside. You know, this is, we see the jokes and stuff, but we are definitely going to be in our kids' history books, social studies books. So the vaccine is about a lot more than going back to brunch, clubs and the parties. Now don't get me wrong, I miss it like the next person. I miss my friends, I miss kicking it, I miss the random pull-ups and drop-offs and grab a bottle, let's go, what we doing. I miss it. And it hits even harder in the winter because you can't even just go outside and kick it. Like, barbecues are done, parks are done. Like, this is tough, but we gotta think the long game. We gotta play the long game for sure. And that's all I'm asking y'all. Really just be responsible about this, and I'm gonna get off the vaccine because, you know, that's a very polarizing conversation. But speaking of that, you know, again, right after I record, this happens. If y'all been listening, y'all know that every time I record and drop, some crazy news hit right after. And I'm getting the serious stuff out the way, then we're gonna get into the funny shit. Now the governor's trying to put kids back in school, and again, I told y'all last time, I'm close. I'm very close. I'm close, y'all. Woo! It's definitely a conversation to be had betwixt my wife and I, because it's tough, man. And I went down that road for y'all, you know, on the last episode, but it's tough. And for those with kids, man, y'all, again, talk to people, talk to other parents, talk to parents who have children the same age as yours, but also parents who have school-aged children older than yours, working parents, married parents, co-parents, single parents, and exchange experiences, man. Get insight, get information, get advice. You know, I'm good for that. Lex is good for that. She talks to her trusted moms and parents and couples, and I got my homeboys. We kicking it about that kind of stuff. So this is crazy, man, but this is not about just me. You know, I would love to be able to keep my kids in a safe, controlled environment, but I would also love for them to get that experience that we got in school growing up. So I don't want to rob them of that growing and developing time because of fear and uncertainty, right? So, you know, it's tough, and I can applaud it, but it's crazy. They also opened the movie theaters back up, and y'all some crazy motherfuckers for going to the movies, boy. I tell you that. Y'all some crazy. I've seen some niggas on my timeline up in the theaters. Y'all some crazy motherfuckers, boy. I mean, but I get it. We miss it. We miss shit. Like, we just miss things and stuff to do. I'm so tired of being in a grocery store. But the grocery store is like an outing for me now. Like, it's what I'm finna wear to the grocery store, dog. Like, I've gotten so much better at grocery shopping over this time. And I still hate it, but I've gotten good at grocery shopping. Let's level up on a wash scale, because that's insane to me. Sometimes, you know, I still be missing. I don't go out and have like 50, 40, 90 games at the grocery store, but I'll be having some good games for sure. You know, I might get, you know, 22 and 10, but I might also have like 4 or 5 fouls, a couple turnovers. But it's part of the game, and it's a learning experience. Grocery shopping for niggas who are not chefs and cooks and restaurant owners, it's a learning experience, dog. Knowing how to effectively and efficiently shop for a household food wise when everybody eat different shit at different times and in different portions, that's a skill. That's a superpower, bro. It's a superpower. That's why you got to applaud mamas, dog, whether they married and got another parent at home or not. You got to applaud mamas, because they have mastered the art of grocery shopping. Not all y'all. Some of y'all mamas are terrible grocery shoppers. Some of y'all are awful domestic moms. But y'all are also great in other areas. Like, y'all are true go-getters, and I can appreciate that. Some of y'all women are handymen. I know I'm going to get some slack, because that's not a politically correct thing to say, but I don't give a fuck. It's the People's Choice Podcast. Y'all come here for me. Y'all know what it is up in here. Yeah, some of y'all moms are very good handymen. Handy women, handy persons. Everything has to be ambiguous. But y'all are terrible at grocery shopping. Some of y'all are terrible cooks. But I've never been a person to be like, I can't get with a woman who can't cook. I don't think I've ever had that thought, an honest feeling like, I can't marry a woman who can't cook. Luckily, I didn't have to deal with making that decision. But I always knew that at the end of the day, if I needed to eat and there were groceries in the house, I can cook. I can cook. And I know some of y'all be like, duh. Nigga, your dad? Nah, dog. No. Now, my dad has given me some tips and gems along the way, but that was after I decided to start cooking. I would start to hit him up and ask him about stuff. And then when I'd be in a restaurant, I'd be secretly stealing sauce that he don't be seeing me steal. Not physical, actual sauce, the metaphorical sauce that we use as, what are we? Millennials? What's next? Gen Z? Is Gen Z after us? Is us millennials and then Gen Z? Somebody confirm or deny that for me. Pause. When y'all listen to the show, I need y'all to screenshot my shit and post it and tag me and like me and follow me. TG the host on Instagram, the People's Choice Podcast on Instagram, TG the host on Twitter, TPC Pod on Twitter, TG the host on Facebook, man. Tell the niggas we back on and popping. Shout out to More Entertainment, Casper. Shout out to the law offices of the North Grantham, my mother, probate and estate planning. Get y'all wheels together, young couples, young families, young parents. Even the vets in the game. Make sure y'all shit is tightened up, man. It's a crazy time right now. But also Generations Bistro, my dad, carry out restaurant, 2440 East 7 Mile. Again, all that is going to be in the details, information, the links, all that stuff. But y'all reach out, man. Just let's get this black dollar back popping. Distracting me. The movies being back open. The fun stuff. Oh, y'all moms being good handy women but bad cooks. Like, y'all are not good domestic people, and I can appreciate that. I'm not a handyman though, so don't trip. Don't think I'm not that. But I'm also, you know, that guy who has a guy for everything. Shit needs to be fixed, or I gotta fix some shit at home. I know people to call. I got niggas who are good with their hands. I got people to come put my TVs together and build shit and tell me what cord not to cut when I'm putting my home Nest thermostat on the wall. You got to have them kind of people in your life. You got to be, if you're not good at shit, you got to be willing and ready to outsource. I will pay somebody who's good at something that I need done in a heartbeat, or some shit that I don't feel like doing. in a second. My pride is not that thick. Like, I don't have the patience to be YouTube researching every single thing, bro. And if there's somebody that I know personally or know of who, you know, has good reviews from people that I do know personally, and they black, why not? Why not? I don't like this like, I'm gonna just do it all. Like, it's cool to know how to do some shit, but the more you know how to do, the less things you're great at. Right? If you're good at everything, you're a master at nothing. So where do you pick some shit and kill it, and the shit that you somewhat good at, work on that shit in your downtime, but when it's time to get it done, outsource to somebody, put some money in another family's pocket just like you want people to put in yours, get this shit popping, spread it around, let's do it, man. And that's my stand. I got that from my dad, though. My dad would pay somebody to come do some shit in a second. And he's decent with stuff, man. But if he don't have the time or the energy, we got to get it done. It's the bargaining system, the bartering system, right? I want to bring that back. I think we talked about this way, way back. But currency is one of the things that, if it had never existed, society would be a better place. Right? I'm going to expound on this. Let me do this, y'all. And I'm closing. Let me do this and I'm closing. Currency has ruined people. Right? And I'm not going to preach to y'all. The love of money is the root of all evil. I want to emphasize the love of money, not money. Money is not the root of all evil. Y'all don't read enough of scriptures. Y'all just screenshot shit and post it and throw the hand emojis and keep it going. The love of money is the root of all evil. And the reason that is the case is because niggas get greedy. And we know what happens. Greed is one of the daily sins. Greed, it causes you to lose morality. You stop giving a fuck about people and things and life and the future. It's all about you. The selfishness becomes an unparalleled personality trait for that, for those who are greedy. And I'm closing, so you know, y'all talk back to me, I'm gonna get out of here. But if y'all make me work, we don't have to sit here. But I am closing. So because of that, I don't like how capitalist society is. I don't like how much weight and power and control currency has. Now, outside of the political part, the classes, the socialists, the all of that shit, the levels. Although that shit is grimy and it does people dirty, and there's a large gap, we know, right, between the middle class and upper class, the gap is widening. But I just think on a smaller, microscopic level, people suck. People suck, bro. And I say that with all due respect to the people who don't suck. But it's a lot of people who suck, which takes me back to my earlier point about how we managed to put that man in the White House. All money ain't good money. People suck. And I just think, you know, the bartering system between people is so genuine and so great, because now if I owe you something, it's something that I don't have to rob Peter to pay Paul for. Or with you do something for me, I'm gonna do something for you. It could be me hosting, it could be, you know, when I cut hair, it could be come over and like I'll cook you dinner, pull up, I'll cook dinner, right? Just there has to be an exchange of energy and effort, not just money. There has to be an exchange of emotion and passion and overall, what's the shit in physics, dog? Regardless, I think when people work and do for people, it's easier to measure who the good people are and who the bad people are, right? You babysit for me, I'll babysit for you. Or if I need something to do, or I want to take my lady out, we got somewhere to go, you babysit for me, you know, I'm going to cook you dinner. You got access to all my entertainment and shit at the crib, right? Just kick back, relax. You need to go to sleep. Go to sleep. Do your homework. Do, like, whatever. I don't understand why there has to be this dollar-for-dollar exchange between people. And don't get me wrong. I'm in a service field. I'm in the entertainment field. I'm not hosting no shit without compensation. But I did not say currency. I didn't say money. But there has to be something that I get out of it. And if it's not immediate, what can you bring? And are you good for it? And are you good at it? Right? I didn't even plan on going. I didn't plan on doing this today. But the Lord laid this on my heart, and I'm closing. I gotta check my notes so I make sure we don't go too way. Oh yeah, we get into the good stuff. So people suck, and my challenge to y'all is to do and be more for people, and not just, you know, residual financial return. But I'm also not here to undermine the idea and concept that is financial literacy, because again, I'm also in the business of giving my kids a better start than what we had, what our parents had. And obviously, you know, you go 2-3 generations back, obviously better situation with that. So when I am doing this, when I am hosting and selling and producing and creating all that shit, the idea is to create bankroll that I never have to touch, so that when my kids turn 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, or God forbid something happens to me before then, they're good, or at least they have a little, a boost, a head start, right? They don't have to be that, what do we call it in social, in a human service? Damn it, I just talked about this. When we graduate college and move back home, emerging adulthood, that's what it's called. The term is called emerging adulthood. And it's that time when the between graduation, right, you have received a 4-year degree from an accredited college or university, you now have a job, but instead of that degree and job and income allowing you to move into your own home, house, family, cars, dog, fence, pool, country club, you now have to move back home with your parents or parents or the people who raised you, because it's either taking you a while to get a job due to you need experience, but if you don't hire me, I don't get experience, right? Due to that little revolving door, or due to the fact that the job that you do have just doesn't cut it. It's mentally, professionally, it's a stepping stone job. So now you have to move back home for who knows how many years, right? That's that emerging adulthood window. I don't want my kids to have to do that. Not because of money. If they decide to move home after college, before getting into their own, is when I'm encourage them strongly to get their own shit. But if they can present a case to where, thank you, if they can present a case to where them moving home is not because they don't have enough money and I got the space, come on. But in a perfect world, my kids get out, my kids gone, me and Lex is ready to get back young and start, you know, walking around butt naked again. But don't get excited. I got a while. Shane is not even 2. And as clingy as my kids are, I'm definitely going to have that get your own apartment conversation. Get your own apartment. You do whatever you want to do. Come in, out, whenever you want to come in and out. Cook, not eat, not clean. Do all that shit in your own space, under your own roof, where you pay the bills. You know, there are some things that we carry on generationally and culturally that I think should stay. There are some things that I think should stay because of the fact that they build character. And not to sound cliche, and I'm closing, but they build character. They build character. Get your own shit, and you're going to take care of it better because you pay for it. I never understood the frustration in my parents, particularly my mom, because she was there when we tore all the shit up. But I never understood the frustration until I had my own kids. Up, boom, bingo, another light. Some other shit they always told us. Wait till you have your own kids. You'll get it. It'll make sense. Wait till you, they're going to do you just like you're doing me. And not that our parents be like offended and, you know, it's just you don't get it. You're going back and forth right now as a kid, as a teenager, because you don't get it. and I'll be ready to knock my kid's head between the refrigerator and the wall. Sometimes. Some of y'all is mandated reporters, so that was a joke. But there's some shit that I think should stay. The idea that you take care of shit more when you pay for it, like, keep teaching that. I want y'all to make y'all kids get a job the moment they can legally get a job. You know why? Because it teaches responsibility. It teaches them to get your ass up out the bed. Right? As a teenager, it's not fun. It's not fun at all. But you know what I realized as I got older? Going to work kept me out of so much trouble. So much potential trouble. So many dummy missions I did not go on because I was on the clock. Or because I had basketball practice, or like I had obligations. Put y'all kids and shit. Like, keep that shit going. All this, I don't like to do shit. I don't want to do shit. Coddling. Don't. Stop doing that. The title of the last episode was Don't Do That No More. So I just, this is just don't do that no more. Make these niggas get jobs. Make them join some club, some activities. Find some shit that they like. My kids are in swim lessons, and I found out today that my son leveled up. He got like 2 levels left before he joins swim club. Swim club is like 13 weeks, and then he starts to do swim meets. My son is a fish. Fish. Swim his ass off. I can't swim. Lex can't swim. I won't die, but I can't swim. Lex can't swim. She might die. She can't. So we keep her by the stairs. But swimming is a full body workout no matter how you swim. No matter what stroke you do at what end of the pool, it's a full body workout, top to bottom, inside and out. Niggas who swim got strong cartilage on their nose, bro. Like, their ears are stronger. That's proven, scientifically proven. Niggas who swim have stronger ears. Because they be doing that flip-flop shit with their head when they doing the regular strokes. You gotta have strong, resilient ears to slap that water. Like, niggas don't belly flop because of how that shit hurt. And imagine belly flopping your ear up and down the swimming pool all day. But my son is gonna be in such great shape. And there's something that he likes, he enjoys to do, he has a passion for. Like, over the holiday break, the swim lessons got disrupted. The regularity of them got disrupted. And he's like, bro, are we doing swim class again? I'm like, nigga, hell yeah, that money just came out my account. You going for sure. But you got to put your kids in shit. Make them do shit, dog. Stop all this baby and shit. We not doing that. That shit like that needs to continue. Don't, black people, please. Do not stop that because the world is telling you, let your kid be free and do it. Because when these motherfuckers become adults in the world, ain't none of that be free shit. Bills are due. Taxes are coming out. Shit is still criminalized. You don't pay taxes, you can't live nowhere free. Ain't nothing in life free. Like, keep these kind of lessons going, please, for the love of our people. I know we don't like that. We got to work 2-3 times as hard for it. But we still have to. But we just don't have to teach it that way. Just give your kids work ethic. Give your kids pride in completing shit. So that when they fill out a job application and it says, are you a self-starter? It's a no-brainer. Yeah. Spoil your kids, but do it diligently. And I'm not speaking as a parent who got this shit figured out, because I don't, by no means. I just know what I want to see for the future of us, bro. Please. I want life to be so much easier for our kids. And by our, I mean mine and yours. I want this shit to be so much sweeter, so much smoother, bro. Like, I want them to have an innate understanding of how shit works. I got kicked out of college, right? First 2 years, I got kicked out, flunked out. I went back, and my understanding of how college worked was completely different from the first go-around. The first go-around, I really thought it was like school. I thought college was school when I first went. The second time, I realized that college was a game. College is a system, bro. And once you figure out the system, and then it hit me, this shit is easy. I was making a dean's list, dog. I was 3-5 and 4-point in assignments. Professors loved me. I'm kicking it in office hours. I'm going to lunch with professors. I'm still texting professors to this day. We Facebook friends and shit. Like, it's a system. It's the long game. You figure out the timing, the personality. And I do gotta give. Alexis took a planner. She gave me a planner, and she took every syllabus from every class, and wrote down every single date in the planner. That helped. That helped a lot. I'm not a planner person. I try to be like every other year. I try to be a planner person. By no means am I a planner person. She's a very organized planner, long term, no last minute, no sporadic stuff. That's her. I'm by no means that. Some last minute shit pop off, it's on the flow. Let's get it. Oh, I forgot. Damn, like she not having that I forgot shit because we got a calendar. You should have wrote it down. You're planning like all this shit, all this. You shouldn't forget shit. So that's a big reason. I got to give her props for that. But it was a system, right? The life, our world, it's cute, man. It's cool to have kids be creative and open and laxed and free flowing and all that shit. But the world ain't like that. And while I encourage that, because I have a creative daughter, you know, my kids are pretty all over the place. So we think we got an idea of who they are personality wise, but we still learning. They haven't even hit puberty yet. So a lot is about to change. But we still have to provide some structure to their minds. And I'm closing. We have to provide structure to their minds. I don't even let me get to the good stuff because I ended off on this tangent, but I like where we at right now. I like this conversation. Responsibility. Chores. We hated that shit, y'all. But when I got to my own house, not my own house, when I got my first apartment in college, I automatically did laundry every weekend. And to this day, I hate laundry. Anybody who knows me can tell you how much I hate laundry. I hate doing laundry. But I got my first apartment. I'm like, damn. I do laundry. It wasn't like, oh, shit, I don't have no more underwear. It was like, nigga, it's the weekend. You got to sort your clothes, do laundry. Why? Because every weekend all my life, my mama did laundry. Never a conversation. Never a missed weekend. Every Sunday, Monday, I was putting clothes back. And if I was lucky, they was already in my drawer when I woke up on Monday. But the routine, the habit, the understanding of is what carried on. There was never a conversation about, all right, when you get your apartment, you got to do your own laundry. It just happened. You know what else happened? I couldn't go to sleep with a dirty kitchen. And all y'all right now know exactly why I couldn't go to sleep when I got my first apartment, why I could not go to bed with a dirty kitchen. I don't care how much we partied, how drunk we got. Some shit just was not sitting out overnight. Rinse them plates off, get all them dirty dishes, throw all these cups away, sweep the blow. Now, we might wake up the next day and finish hardcore cleaning, but ain't no food being left out. Ain't none of this, all this sugar, juice shit, clean this shit up before we wake up and have bugs and gnats and mice popping up out of nowhere. It carried over. As a kid, they were never like, you're going to appreciate this when you become an adult and have your own place because it was just like, my house better be clean when I get home. So now I be walking around the house and I'm like, if y'all not playing with this shit, put it away. My entire home is not your playroom, right? Who y'all remember? Yeah, there was some room in our house we couldn't even touch. Like I just told Lexus the other day, we had white carpet in the living room and in the dining room. White carpet, not off-white, not cream, not white carpet. Living room, dining room. And it blew my mind when on the holidays, the family is here. These niggas is in the living room and the dining room. Now I understood it because we needed the seating and the table space for people to congregate in fellowship. I get it. But in my mind, I'm like, if you motherfuckers fuck this card up and I gotta deal with it, I'm shutting all this shit down. I'm shutting all this shit down. But I was programmed. We just could, like, the main floor in our home did not have a TV on it. There's no TV in it. So when my parents entertained people, it was conversation. It was engagement. Now, my parents aren't big sports people, so we weren't having, like, come over, watch the game, all that kind of stuff. But there was people entertaining people. We had TVs in our room, and we was blessed to have our own room. So you want to play? You got the basement. You got this big-ass backyard. You got your room. You got plenty of space to play. However, this area is not that. Keep that kind of shit going. There's structure. There is routine. There is, children need routine and structure. It is pivotal to the positive development of them as individuals. Now, that part I did get from my degree. That part is a proven thing. the child brain, the child body needs routine. Bedtime, wake up, breakfast, lunch, dinner. That's why these breaks are y'all virtual parents. That's why kids be like, we didn't get a break. You can't get them a break at this time, this many days in rowing in. Come up short. They're going to let you know. Friday hit. For a nigga like me, Friday hit. I'm not thinking about cooking these kids dinner. They are. It's dinner, same time every day. Don't trip. We hungry. How you hungry too? I just be more tired than hungry. Some shit we gotta keep going, dog. But I do want y'all to let y'all kids be individuals and let them explore and figure shit out and see what they like. But with structure. There has to be a definite, because we gonna have a bunch of hippie ass kids again. The 70s is gonna happen again fucking with us. We gonna have some, but they gonna be like, yeah, the 70s, we about to run all that shit back. Politically enlightened, high ass hippies in college. Just sexually free, doing drugs, having a grand time, can't remember shit from 10 years. We are about to remake that shit. But it's gonna be like, they're gonna be funnier. They're gonna have more personality. They still gonna understand the struggle and where they come from. But they still gonna be college educated. They're gonna have businesses. They're gonna have blocks. We're gonna bring Black Hollywood and Black Wall Street back. And that shit gonna be crispy. Like, everything is, the weed gonna be legal, drink and shit. Like, but now we don't have to jump through loops to own the building on the block, to have grocery stores in the city. Shout out Ralph, I see you, dog. Still working, make the hood great again, my man. It's not gonna be, you know, fine print in the law that prevents us from being greater than what we've been. But niggas is gonna be deep in entertainment, deep in sports. Shout out to all the women that's leveling up in sports, man. Baseball, basketball, WNBA, college. Shout out to y'all, man. Just, there's some cold women hoopers on the world, and y'all need to know that. And I'm closing. I think the last thing I want to say is, so I can get up out of here, because I got to go to the bathroom. Last thing I want to say is that Kanye and Kim lasted longer than I expected to. Than I expected them to last. They really exceeded all my expectations. If they really are splitting up, they really, I'm proud of them. I'm proud of them, man, for doing what they did. And I'm closing, but I'm proud of them for doing what they did. For as long as they did. I see something that said the last straw for her was him running for president. And I think that's fucking hilarious. I think that's hilarious. That's funny, bro. Imagine, fellas, imagine your girl leaving you because you ran for president, or you ran for a higher position at your job on some fluke shit. Just, can you fault Kanye for, like, come on, all y'all, the country, y'all did some silly shit. Like, there's a lot of niggas that strongly consider running for president after what has been happening in the last 4 years. That's funny to me, though. But no, they did last longer than I expected. Y'all want to hear my true feelings about that family. Y'all come kick it. Let me know if y'all want to bring Club Watch back, dog. I got to get back DJing. I got a couple people that hit me up for weddings this year. I got to get back in my bag. Get back in rhythm. Get back comfortable. Get my crate up. Shout out to all the DJs. Shout out to all the aspiring DJs, comedians. But yeah, man, People's Choice Podcast, more entertainment. I am TG, the host. I am Mr. Watch. I am retired from Wash merchandise for now, until I get a machine behind me. I'm not doing this shit by myself anymore. Shout out to my wife and my kids for allowing me to do this when I do it, my home base foundation. That's it, man. Y'all be good. Y'all be safe. Y'all be smart. Don't do nothing that I would not do. Peace.